This cake is amazing.
Mm. My God, get a room.
I would get a room with this cake. I think I could show this cake a good time.
If you had to, what would you give up, food or sex?
Sex?
Seriously, answer faster.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. No, when she said sex, I wasn't thinking about sex with you.
It's like a giant hug.
Ross, how about you? Which would you give up, sex or food?
Food.
Okay, how about sex or dinosaurs?
Oh, my God. It's like Sophie's Choice.
What about you, Joe? What would you give up, sex or food?
I don't know. It's too hard.
No, you gotta pick one.
Food. No, sex. Food. Sex. Food. I don't know. Oh, God, I want both. I want girls on bread.
Latest pictures of Emma.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, she looks just like a little doll.
Oh, no, that is a doll.
Oh, thank God, because that thing's really creepy, huh? Oh, there's Chandler.
Oh, who's the blonde? She's pretty.
He's having an affair.
He is not having an affair.
You know, I'm always right about these things.
No, you're not. Last week, you thought Ross was trying to kill you.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's hard to believe that anyone would tell a story that dull just to tell it. I swear there's something going on with them. Look, he's getting into the car with her.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see.
Huh? Okay, duck down.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Chandler. It's Phoebe. I know that Monica is working today.
So I was wondering if you wanted to come to the movies with me and Rachel.
Oh, I have to work, too. Yeah, I'm stuck here at the office all day.
Well, it's a shame that you'll miss the movie, because we were going to see, you know, either Liar Liar or Betrayal or An Affair to Remember.
Those are all really old.
Okay, then maybe it'll be,
Dude, where's my car?
What?
They're in a car?
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, quick, we gotta find a cab and follow them.
Oh, yeah, okay, let me just grab my night vision goggles and my stun gun.
I got them.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, sweetie. Hey, you smell like perfume and cigarettes.
I was in the car with Nancy all day.
Nancy doesn't smoke.
Well, at least the perfume's not mine. Be thankful for that.
So, what'd you think of the house?
It's perfect. It's everything we've been looking for.
Isn't it? And what about the amazing wainscoting and the crown molding and the dormer windows in the attic?
And the wigglewams and the zipzorps? What were the things you said?
Don't you love the huge yard?
And the fireplace in the bedroom?
And Nancy said that it's really underpriced because the guy lost his job and has to move in with his parents.
This is bringing out a lovely color in you.
So, do you think we should get it?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think we should.
I do too.
This is huge.
I know.
How bad do you want to smoke right now?
I don't know what you mean. Giant talking cigarette? By the way, Phoebe called just as I was getting into Nancy's car, so if she asks you, I was at work all day.
Gotcha. When do we tell them about this?
We don't. Not until it's 100%. I mean, why upset everybody over nothing?
Right. Oh, my God, that is going to be so hard.
I know. Good luck with it.
I just can't see Chandler cheating.
I'm telling you guys, we followed them out to a house in Westchester. They went in for like 45 minutes, and then they came out looking pretty happy.
Chandler? Mm-hmm. 45 minutes?
But something's not right.
So you went all the way to Westchester, waited 45 minutes, and came back in a cab?
Yeah. And if each of you guys would like to pitch in $100, that would be great.
I just can't believe he would do this to Monica.
I know, and with the baby coming?
So should we tell her?
I don't know. Phoebe, if one of us saw Mike with another woman, would you want us to tell you?
Why? Who'd you see him with?
No one. I'm just saying, if we...
Tell me what you know!
Nothing. It didn't. Mike's a great guy. It was hypothetical.
All right. He is a good guy. You're right. He wouldn't cheat.
Believe me, if I did see him with someone, there's no way.
Who did you see him with? Oh, look at her. So happy. If only there were a smaller one to clean this one.
Hey, is Chandler here?
No, he's picking up dinner. Why, what's up?
Well, look, whatever happens, we're here for you and we love you.
All right.
We think Chandler might be having an affair.
What?
Phoebe and I saw Chandler with a blonde woman today outside on the street, and then we followed them to a house in Westchester. They went in together. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's awful. What did you think of the house?
What?
Monica, you understand what we're saying, right?
Yeah, sure. And I'm devastated, obviously. Did you think the neighborhood was homey?
Hey!
You son of a bitch.
Is it me or have the greetings gone downhill around here?
Phoebe and Rachel saw you with Nancy today, and they think you're having an affair.
Actually, who's Nancy?
What's going on?
Okay. All right, guys, you better sit down. This is pretty big.
Yeah. I'm not having an affair. Nancy is our realtor.
I knew he couldn't be with a woman for 45 minutes.
Why do you have a realtor?
She's been showing us houses outside of the city.
What?
Are you serious?
When we found out that we were going to get this baby, Chandler and I started talking, and we decided that we didn't want to raise a kid in the city.
So you're going to move?
Oh, my God.
Shouldn't we all vote on stuff like this?
What is wrong with raising a kid in the city? I'm doing it. Ross is doing it. Sarah Jessica Parker is doing it.
And that's great for you guys. But we want a lawn and a swing set.
And a street where our kids can ride their bikes and maybe an ice cream truck can go by.
So you want to buy a house in the 50s?
Have you thought about what you're giving up? You can't move out of the city. What if you want Chinese food at 5 a.m.? Or a fake Rolex that breaks as soon as it rains? Or an Asian hooker sent right to your door?
You know what? If you want to look for a house, that's okay.
No, it's not. Don't listen to him. I'm going to thump you.
It's okay because they have to get it out of their system. Okay? But you're going to realize this is the only place you want to be.
Actually, we already found a house we love.
What?
And about an hour ago, we made an offer.
Bet you wish I was having an affair now, huh?
You put an offer on a house?
It's so sweet. It really is. It has this big yard that leads down to the stream, and then there's these old maple trees.
Well, again, with the nature, what are you, beavers?
Look, I know this is really hard, and we're really sorry.
Is this because I come over here without knocking and eat your food? Because I can stop doing that. I really, really think I can.
You know that's not the reason, Joe.
If you saw it, you'd understand. I mean, you guys were there. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, it is, all right? When we were out there today, all I kept thinking was, I can't believe Chandler is screwing this woman, but man, this would be a nice place to live.
Yeah, but so is this.
Yeah, I mean, if you move there, you have to leave here. I mean, how can you leave this place?